Welcome back. We're landing in South Bend, Indiana, with our sports topic core show. And we're going to feature the Notre Dame football program with Frank Tomarico, captain, past captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. This weekly segment is brought to us by Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sportsbook in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Las Vegas. And remember, that's stnsports.com, stnsports.com, for more information. Frank Tomarico, I'm sorry I kept you waiting, my man, but welcome to your segment. How you doing?
Coach, I'm doing great. It's definitely fall here now. We're past the peak colors. The leaves are almost all off the trees. And we're starting to wait for that white stuff to start coming down, which will be probably another week or two. But we're settling in. We got a lot of football to go yet, so we're getting pretty excited about the upcoming games.
Well, I tell you, I appreciate you sending me those beautiful pictures when you're out there in the morning walking your dogs. It's really a beautiful part of the year back there in South Bend, Indiana. A tough week last week, though, for Notre Dame. Everything was rolling along, and then all of a sudden they visited Clemson. But you tried to warn everybody, Frank, that that was a dangerous place to go to.
Well, Coach, it is a dangerous place. The thing is that the Irish this year have had a hard time on the road. They had a very tough time against Duke. They lost to Louisville. And, of course, they lost to Clemson as well. So it was a tough game. I knew they were going into a snake pit. When you were going into 81,000 roaring fans. And the thing that was interesting, I talked to James, and he was telling me how some of the people were getting back to him saying that all the fans were welcoming the Notre Dame fans. Thank you very much for coming. Please don't beat up on us too much. We're a 4-4 team. We're not like we used to be. And James was saying how they are just pleading this, like, we're poor here today. Please don't hurt us. Well, anyway, they had a good team. Coach, when I look back at their schedule, two games they won, they lost in overtime, one to Miami and a double overtime to Florida State, who are two great teams. And then they barely lost to Duke as well. The score was 28-7, but three times they fumbled inside the red zone and twice inside the five. So, you know, you knew that they really had pretty good talent. It was just a matter of getting it all together. Coach, I want to also point out how Dabo Sweeney really kept their ship heading in the right direction. No matter how much they were getting flacked about, you guys stink, you can't win a game, he had faith in his kids. He had faith in the talent they had. They're not big in the portal transfer, but there are people that want to build within the program. And I got to take my hat off to that because really, Coach, that's a way that you get a lot of loyalty back when you're treating kids fairly. When you're going out into the portal, bringing kids into a new situation, is it going to help? In a lot of ways, it does immediately. But in the long term, how is it affecting the kids that are trying to compete for that same situation, that same position? And in Dabo Sweeney's situation, they have kept a lot of the same people and not have gone into the portal. So there's a cohesiveness there, a belief in one another. And I think he has really helped that program stay afloat by believing in his players. And they believe in him. Then they came forth with a great effort last week. Coach, they had some trouble too, Clemson. I mean, they wanted to give the game back to Notre Dame, especially at the end. You know, they had a minute and 50 to go or a minute and 47 to go. And I'm looking at, and in Clemson's eyes, I'm saying, hey, now you don't want to have any turnovers here. They had two bad snaps during the game on the shotgun. And I'm saying to myself, if I'm them, I'm going under center, making sure that I'm going to get that snap. And I might even take a knee because the whole game, they were playing field position. They were making Notre Dame drive 70 yards, 75 yards, getting him in the hole inside the 10, looking at a 90-yard drive. Coach, you know how hard that is to do. you have to make zero mistakes and you have to really build on a drive. And if something happens that goes wrong in only two plays in a four play situation, you're back punting again. So it's tough. And I think he kept everything going as far as field position is concerned, got a couple of breaks. Their defense really played good, even with some hurt defensive backs. So I don't know how badly Notre Dame played because they out-yardaged them in passing and in rushing, even though it wasn't great stats. They did do better, but they also led in turnovers too. And when you look at what the turnovers happened, there was a Jeremiah Trotter Jr. had a great interception that went for about 25 yards for a touchdown, and that broke Notre Dame's back, really. I mean, that was in the first half. And the score, I think, at that point was 24-6. So it was a tough uphill battle for the Irish.
It certainly was, and it's got to be a very disappointing loss for the Irish. It was sort of Clemson's bowl game. We talked about that last week. And now they come back, and they have to sit and wait until they can erase that 31-23 loss. They have a bye, and I don't know, is it a good time for bye to come along here before you play Wake Forest this late in the season, Frank?
Yeah, Coach, I think it would have been better not having a bye this week, because I think what they want to do is get back in the hopper and prove that they're not that bad of a team. I think Notre Dame has really good talent. Certain parts of the team did not play well in this game. The quarterback situation, Sam Hartman had an off day, and he admitted it in the press conference. He had help in having a bad day. I think his top receiver, Mitchell Evans, his tight end, blew out his knee the week before. He didn't play. He's out for the season. He's their tight end, had 36 catches, had a great year. Also, the offensive line was spotty. I think the Clemson defense front seven was giving the Notre Dame offensive line, which is supposed to be a strong point of their team, a lot of trouble. They were stunting. They were beating the big guys with smaller guys on the pass rush. So I think they were putting a lot of pressure on Hartman and forcing him to make the throws before he wanted to. So all those things combined, they also got away from their running game. In the first half, Estime has 82 yards in the first half. And then he has like 4 yards in the second half. He had 4 catches as well in the second half. But also, Coach, I mean, when something's working that good and you pull away from it, that hurts the identity of the team as well as hurts their passing game, because if you're running the ball well, your passing game is that much more effective. So they really have to get back to the drawing board, see what they have, maybe get back more to the basics. I mean, what kind of things do they need to get done for the next few weeks? I think they have to regroup and think about where they're going. Think about having a 10-game winning season. And talking to James Amade, you know, he thinks that they need to concentrate also on Wake Forest, who knows Sam Hartman very well. He was with them for 4 years. So he knows, they know all his weak points, and they know his strength. So they're going to be able to compete against that. So I look at this Wake Forest game as not a gimme, but Notre Dame really has to go back to the drawing board, back to basics, really work on their running game to set up the passing game, really sharpen up on their specialty teams too. I mean, they got hurt with the fumble on the punt. So all those things come into play. During the year, their special teams have been outstanding, but they let them down this week in that punting game. So the field position was critical in this game, and Clemson was also able to make some mistakes and not have to worry about it as much, because the field position was usually in their favor. So it was a tough game for an inexperienced coaching staff at this point, as far as head coaching experience is concerned. And all this stuff is going to come with time if people will give the staff time. And that's something at Notre Dame, you usually don't get that much time to work out the kinks. You better win, and you better win fast.
Frank Pomerico joins us here weekly with our Notre Dame football report. Frank, let's talk about this week. If you're coaching at Notre Dame, and this is only your opinion, how do you approach the team this week? Do you take them out in scrimmage and say, it's time we get better? You lay back. What would be your approach with this team as far as for the final regular season two games?
Well, Coach, I think really it's not a physical thing. I think our players at Notre Dame are good players. They play hard. I think it's a matter of sharpening up on their mental skills in regards to assignments and in regards to scheme that they're trying to project here. I think the idea of pounding people late in the season is not something that's probably a beneficial thing. You got a lot of guys that are sore, a lot of guys that are mentally are starting to get fatigued. I mean, it's a long season. So if they refresh them this week off, sharpen up on the mental aspect of the game, work on some conditioning, healing all their wounds at this point, starting to build their confidence. Coach, a win is a win, and it's not any greater than a win. And a loss is the same thing. You lost the game. Let's get back on the right track. Let's start thinking positive. Let's build our confidence during the week. You don't have a great pregame speech that motivates people. The motivation comes on Sunday when you start talking about the next team. And each day you're reminding the team of the things they need to do to win, the process that you must take in order to get to your ultimate goal, which is the victory on Saturday. So that pregame speech needs to be very basic, and it doesn't really have to be that all inspiring, because the kids should know at that point what they need to do in order to get victory. So we'll see what happens, but I think they need to use psychology here as far as preparing the guys, as opposed to just pounding them physically.
Well, Frank, I agree with you on that. And I'll tell you, we all know that Notre Dame will be the favorite in its final two games. We know that. It's just that they've got to get ready physically and mentally, as you say, to go out and win those two football games. They've got Wake Forest at home, and then they travel to Stanford. If they do what they're supposed to do, they'll be still going to a great bowl. Why? Because they're Notre Dame, and they will attract a great crowd. So I think it's really important, not only for the football program and for the kids themselves and coaching staff, but for the university and the people that support Notre Dame to go out and accomplish that.
Well, Coach, I think James mentioned this to me a few times, how important a 10-win season is. I mean, to win 10 games in a season, doesn't have to be regular season, with the bowl game and finishing out the season in a positive note is a very positive thing, catapulting your team into the next year. They have to decide if they're going to go into the portal again and try to get another quarterback, or are they going to work with the people they have here? And I tell you one thing, Coach, the people that are here are anxious to play. And if all of a sudden you get some gunslinger to come in, now all of a sudden the enthusiasm and the confidence of those people that are here in those positions starts waning a little bit. And then they question themselves on, do I really want to stay here? Do I want to go to another place where I think I'm going to get a fair shot? So they have to really contemplate on whether the best move is to go into the portal or not. And I think a lot of schools are probably in the same situation, because the answer isn't always in getting the gunslinger to come in. I mean, Hartman is a great quarterback. He's done great things here at Notre Dame. I don't know if he's done that much better than the people that were here last year that left. So we'll have to see how Marcus Freeman decides on this quarterback situation, which is a key one, as James and I have been talking about. And we'll see how they fare in the offseason and at the end of this season. Hopefully it's going to be on a positive swing, going to a good bowl game. And my holiday season is always geared around the Notre Dame bowl game. So I'm going to be excited wherever they go. If they go to the Pinstripe Bowl, I'm going to be happy about that. If they go to the Orange Bowl, I'll be happy about that as well. So It's going to be fun to see what happens, Coach.
Well, Frank, again, I want to thank you and James for joining us, as you do every week, with our Notre Dame football report, a bye week, so you have a chance to sort of rest up, and you don't have to be nervous on Saturday. You just have to enjoy all the other college football games that are there, and then get ready to get into the stadium and watch Notre Dame play their final home game of the year against Wake Forest. So, Frank, again, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you, and James, have a great weekend and football weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Coach, I'll be sending those pitches to you, so get ready, all right?
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Okay,
Frank Tallarico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame, joins us every week here with our Notre Dame Football Report, brought to us by Station Casinos, STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Las Vegas. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. So we're going to ask you to buckle up. We've got a special segment coming up. The UNLV women's basketball segment will be with us. They are currently 1-0. Let's talk with Mir here, the assistant coach, about their trip yesterday down to Los Angeles, where they got a big victory down there. So Mir Bell will join us tonight here. Again, you're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. I'm Harvey Hyde. We'll be right back from Las Vegas.